Welcome to Coaching Q. The question tonight comes in from Stephen Henderson at Hotshots on Twitter. The question is broken into a number of parts, but basically is as follows. Should players aged 10 to 12 have a basic understanding of roles and responsibilities in specific positions? The second part of the question is, can you just tell a player you're playing right back and expect him to understand what you expect from him? And the final part of the question is, should you give players of this age simple verbal instructions or simply show them in training? So firstly, thanks for the question, Stephen. My understanding of the question is that it's all around the basic roles and responsibilities of players. But before I address players aged 10 to 12 in particular, I would just like to offer some opinion on terms of kids who begin the game, say around the age of 4 or 5. For me, at this stage, it's pretty much all about the individual. The most important thing that they need to learn is about dribbling with the ball, running with the ball, ball mastery, very basic skills and techniques. But essentially, it's a ball at your feet all the time and learning to master that ball and just have fun with the ball. So in that respect, I wouldn't really get too concerned about any kind of roles or responsibilities with kids as young as maybe 4 to 7. Certainly, as they move on and from around the age of 8, 9 and 10, the basic unit or basic team instructions would come into play. But again, based on my experience, I would keep it as simple as possible and have a mantra around something as simple as, when we have the ball, everybody attacks, and when we lose the ball, everybody gets it back. So no matter where that happens on the pitch, kids are just basically taught that the ball is the most important thing to have and do everything in your power to keep it when you have it and get it back as quickly as possible when you don't have it. So moving on to kids who are maybe 11, 12, 13, and this kind of falls more in around the age bracket to which Stephen addressed his question. So should players at this age have basic understandings of roles and responsibilities in specific positions? And again, while there's no right or wrong, in my experience and in my opinion, kids at this stage certainly shouldn't be specialising just yet and should perhaps be able to play 2, if not 3 positions on the pitch. And within those 2 or 3 positions, they should have basic roles and responsibilities that they should be good at. So taking Stephen's example of a right full, he should start to understand the basic concept of getting out wide to receive the ball from the goalkeeper when we're looking to play out from the back. Learning when to join in and support midfield in terms of the timing of his runs. Learning how to overlap, to go beyond midfield and support his strikers. And then when we lose the ball, learning things like if he's the nearest person to the ball, to go and press the ball. Or indeed, if the ball is on the other side of the pitch, learning that he now forgoes his attacking responsibilities and starts to cover around to be able to help his centre halves or fellow defenders. But the instructions would be pretty basic, 2 or 3 maybe per position. And beyond that, I wouldn't be expecting anything very specialist from kids of that age. As they get older, certainly as they become maybe 13, 14, at that point, yeah, I see no harm in them specialising in one position, but also being able to play at least one other. So if they're a right full, certainly been able to play maybe on the right-hand side of midfield or as a right wing-back, or indeed been able to step in and play centre-half on the right-hand side of a centre-half partnership. In terms of the part of the question around whether you give simple verbal instruction to players or show them in training, I believe there's 2 parts to the answer. One is any instructions that you give players verbally should be simple, because coaches tend to overcomplicate things sometimes and talk too much to players and in fact confuse them. So the simpler you can make your instructions, the better. But to back that up, if you've actually showed them in training in the first instance, all you're really doing is reinforcing the main points of what you've done in training before a match situation. So it's little triggers or little words just to remind players of their responsibilities. As they get older, and whether they're 14 and playing socially or whether they start to move into elite football, I'm a great believer in the fact that you should have consistent mantras as a coach, so that the stuff that the players hear from you should be hearing it regularly. And it could be really simple stuff like you just want players to pass and move, or you just want players to spread out when you attack, or to get tight and compact when you're defending. Simple things like when you lose the ball, you know, if you want to press the ball, nearest man, press the ball, or when you lose it, how you're recovering and get your shape again. But as I said, the messages need to be pretty simple and don't overcomplicate it. And that goes for any level of the game. The best coaches I've ever seen or the best coaches I've ever worked with have a knack of making everything that they do and say seem very, very simple, when in fact it's probably one of the hardest things to do in coaching. So that's some thoughts on the matter. I hope it's of some use to you. If you need any more information, please feel free to get in touch at Coaching Badges. And as I said, thanks to Stephen at Hotshots on Twitter for his question. And I hope people get some benefit from it. Thanks.